Voice Coaches Radio, everything voiceover.
And welcome back to a brand new episode of Voice Coaches Radio. My name is Marissa, and today we have another lovely guest. As I have been moving through some students lately, doing some amazing killer demos, I've got Becky Smith with me. How are you doing, Becky?
Hi, Marissa. I'm doing great.
I know that you're playing nurse right now, so I'm not going to take a lot of your time. But you've got a big baby of a man over there who had some knee surgery, and I'm playing because I know he's still doing plenty of stuff over there and not letting his knee surgery slow him down, but it's fun to know what you got going on. So tell me, you got done with everything with us and here we are, you've crushed the demo, and like, how are you feeling? Cause like the demo wasn't all that long ago. Are you still on cloud nine?
Oh, sure. That was a really fun experience and challenging at the same time. I went in going, okay, you know, I'm not over practiced. I'm not over rehearsed. I know what it is that I'm doing. And I remember you had said, you know, always bring a little bit more so we can pull you back. And we still added more. That was interesting to see that, you know, bring more smile, more expression, just more character, whatever the read was that on that particular instance. And then to hear it back and go, oh, okay, now I see what I did, especially with that good of sound quality. Then you can go, okay, now I, you know, so you're saying this was good, this you could change a little bit. What do you think? I totally agreed. And then we'd do it over. And then it was cool to kind of put that to bed to a certain extent, to say, well, this is what I've been training for and here's what I produced. And I was really pretty, very happy with the result overall.
Good, good. I mean, and that was what I was going to ask too, is like, first and foremost, the whole, like, you know, go further than you think you need to. Like, I always say that for when you're getting ready to practice, especially when somebody has, you know, things that are maybe related to kids, especially, but because you almost don't know what too much is or what not enough is, it's like you're going above and beyond in your brain. But then it's like we get to demo day and you're like, oh, she meant more than that.
Yes.
you know, but it just, it, you don't realize what it takes until it's like actually happening. But then the second thing that I wanted to hit on here that you were talking about is that difference. You know, the when you did give the more smile and when you did give more energy and you did give more character, like, what was it like for you in those moments, you know, from take to take, hearing that difference and what it brought?
Okay. I would say pretty light bulb and almost like, okay, that's in the groove, in the pocket. That's where it needs to be. You know, we did a few different varieties of scripts. But it's like, okay, this is the energy level that needs to be brought. And all of the things that you're learning, they kind of culminate with that, you know, produced piece. Okay. You can sit there and it's like reading about how to do something is not the same as actually going forward and actually doing it. And then hearing yourself and then talking about, well, which take did you like better, number one or number two? And the choices that I made on ways of saying things, I could just go, well, definitely this one was better than that one. Whereas in the moment that you're doing it, it's not necessarily that clear. Yeah. So that realization of, okay, this is what it's going to take to get the pieces of the puzzle put together.
Yeah. Well, the playback is vital. And I don't think a lot of people really understand that, but I feel like they should, just because, like, you know, we say it right from the jump. Like, we all have this weird skewed idea of how we actually sound. Like, the first time anybody heard themselves, I'm going to date myself saying this, the first time anybody heard themselves on an answering machine, they're like, wait, that's how I sound. Yeah. You know? And it's like, ew, I hate myself. But it's also because of the same things that we say all the time. It's like you go to do something and you lose part of yourself, you know, and that's what we're trying to always bring back, is bring more of who you are, bring your personality into it. And, you know, that isn't as easy as people think it's going to be. And the only way to really hear it and know it and know that you've grown and know that you've gotten better and taken steps forward is that record, is that playback. And Some people don't do that until demo day. And I know that wasn't you, but like, it's still even like eye opening on demo day, because, you know, it's like, listen, I know you've had guidance because of that guy we were talking about before, and we'll talk about him and how he's helped you too in a moment. You know, it's like you get somebody that's been working with you and then you know what they've been saying the whole time, but then it's like, it's real. It's in the moment. You're actually doing it. And then you see how that one little tweak of something, like just even a perspective change, the change of who you're talking to. Maybe you had the wrong person that you were talking to the first time. You know, it's like that change of person can drastically change something. It might be just like the thought of like, you know, where this is being heard or anything like that. And it's just something so small. And next thing you know, boom, it's made the world of difference. How about like, maybe this happened like once or twice in your session. I don't think we did it a lot, but like, did I at any point ask the producer to grab a line from another take and put it into another one?
You did. Yeah. Because
how was that?
I veered off on one of them. It's like, I could tell. It's like I was present. I was, okay, this is who I am. I was very defined about who I was and who I was speaking to. And then maybe for some reason, I kind of dropped it, whether it be getting caught up in just reading it and making sure I was reading it correctly. And I heard that. And then on one of them, I didn't start out that great for whatever reason. And then about halfway through, I was there. I was just, I heard it. And it's like I transported myself in the scene, and also my voice relaxed. It just sounded so much more natural than just worried about the technique and all of the just trying to make it perfect versus, okay, this is what I'm saying. And if someone was listening, it was an audiobook when I believe that they would just be transported to that scene that I was in. That's when I was like, oh yeah, that's what it needs to sound like. So
yeah, it's always fun to, for me, because I have been doing this for so long, I've also been told that I'm what I guess somebody might call an audiophile, where I'm not even necessarily writing it down, but it's like in the back of my brain, I'm like, oh, she killed line two in that. But let's have her do it again. And then I might be like, hey, Mike, can you do me a favor? Can you take line two from take three and throw it onto take four? And like, I want to hear that together. And all of a sudden it's like the piece just comes to life. It like comes together. And it's like one stupid little thing that my brain was like, hey, go grab that. you know, and it's just that's the fun of it sometimes on this
side, is
that puzzle that we're putting together to really allow you to just, you know, really shine. So I do want to mention your husband, just because I feel like what a beautiful in that you have slightly here, because I feel like that's a great, you know, opportunity in itself. But your husband, he works for, it was the ESPN, you said?
Well, he has numerous broadcast clients now as a talent coach, but previously he was a producer and produced documentaries, all kinds of corporate media and commercial work, and gave me an opportunity to do a commercial. This is about, I don't know, 8 or 9 years ago. So I need a mom voice. Come on in here. And the recording was done in a closet actually at that particular time, because we needed it so quickly. I have been into the studio and done some recording there as well. And he, you know, the demonstrative way of, say a producer says, I want you to do it this way. That's the way he would do it. And so I could copy what he was doing, and somebody would say, well, you know, slow it down, or you need to get in the lower tones of your voice just a little bit more on this piece. And so having sort of a coach right there telling me how to do the voiceover. And then I didn't do them for a long time. I wasn't needed. And I was like, in the back of my mind, well, no, wait a minute. I want to get back to doing that. But so now he's doing, you know, more work that is not related to production. You know, I haven't had the opportunity to do any voice work for him, but he's very encouraging to me and says, you know, all you need to do is get the skill where it needs to be. And like you're always telling me, practice, practice, practice. And read cold a lot, which I have been doing, especially in narrow columns, because you think it's not going to be that hard, but it really is. And then it just hones those skills of being able to read. Then, like, once I have felt like, okay, my cold reading skills are pretty locked in, then it's the rest of the, okay, who am I? Who am I speaking to? What am I trying to say? That I can focus on that. And then that's when it really gets fun.
Yeah, I just love that you know, you would come into class and you're like, you know, Tony's like, tell me to do this. And then so I do this. But then he's like, no, do it like this, you know. and I'm like,
well, one time he's like, I want to hear your boss lady. I was like, I don't think that's what Marissa wants me to do.
It's just funny because it's like, I you know, you're like, I've got my coach, but I've got my coach, you know.
Exactly.
And I, you know, it's teamwork. And I know that he's like helping develop talent in a little bit of a different way. And what I think is real fun is that I can almost like hear the sports analyst in you, just the way that you present certain, like, you know, topics. But it's just, you know, like some of it is translating very nicely for you. Cause I think it's like, you've got just a natural ability to have a conversation and to be kind of like already a little bit more upbeat, which allows you to be naturally engaging. It's just sometimes I have to be like, hey, Becky, can you smile so uncomfortably big that it's going to make your cheeks hurt?
Which they did at the end of that demo. My face was hurting from smiling so much.
Yeah. Well, hey, you know, hopefully it was a mixture of me telling you to do it and you just enjoying yourself.
Yeah, I noticed the difference in the way that it sounded. And it was like, okay, it's more engaging. It's more interesting to listen to. And it just, I don't know how to explain it, but your ears are just more perked up to it versus, you know, the first reads where I was like, okay, this is the way it just sort of, my first read would be. And then after the second time and I put the smiles in and even more tried to just, kind of be authentic to the character, place myself there in time. Then it would be like, okay, now that sounded much better.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I think, it's a, like the smile, it's bringing a nice warmth, which is just, you know, kind of tantalizing to the ear. But what a lot of people don't realize is like, you may already be making some nice pitch choices in this like nice roller coaster of conversational speak, but then all of a sudden you smile and they're enhanced. And like, you might make another choice that maybe you wouldn't have made in the previous take. That is such a natural moment that it makes it feel even more real. Like if it's an audiobook, especially like your first person, you're just being this character, all of a sudden you are the character, like that's your story. And mm-hmm. It's just such a nice thing. And yeah, my face doesn't hurt when I do this now. This is just who I am. So you'll get there, Becky. It's just, in my case, it's taken almost 20 years. So, so what do you think? I mean, I'm sure Tony's already getting you like in the moment of like, all right, here's what you got to do. But what do you want to do?
Actually he's not, he's all about just, he's so busy with his own work that he's just encouraging me to go for it and do whatever, sounds interesting. And, you know, one of my largest areas of interest is health and wellness. And he says, how could you possibly combine, you know, voice work with that subject matter? And don't have the answer to that question, but it's certainly needed based on, you know, the stats and the health of our country and how it's not really going in the right direction that we would all like it to go. And there's a lot more than just the technical aspects, just like in voiceover with being healthy. You know, you can eat well and you can exercise, get good sleep, all of those things. But, you know, how is it really coming together to improve your health, your attitude? And, you know, I recently heard you talking about how anxiety is at an all-time high and, you know, the mental health challenges that we're facing. Well, you know, that right there is huge. And my theory, more than a theory really, is the healthier that we are, okay, the better that we feel, the whatever work we're going to do, okay, is going to not only be performed better, but more successful and probably more monetarily beneficial to us. But then also the work that we're giving, it's going to benefit other people too. So that's kind of where I'm thinking. I mean, yes, reading audiobooks, I think, sounds like a lot of fun, and I want to have fun. And yeah. I feel having fun, okay, that, you know, the pieces of the puzzle are coming together. I had some great bosses that were all like, you know what, we want to work hard, but we want to have fun doing it. And I'm a big believer in that, you know, if you're enjoying what you're doing and it is fun, that the work is not going to be as like arduous and sort of impeding upon your health, mentally, physically, et cetera. So, those are kind of some of the thoughts going on in my head. I do like the work pertaining to kids and doing characters. That's an awful lot of fun. I was very big into cartoons as a kid. And so just anything that I feel like I could be successful at, Marissa.
So. Yeah, well, I know there's so many people that are like, Do I want to do somebody's voicemail? No, but if they're going to pay me, I'll do it. And it's like, exactly. That could be the first gig. Sure. And you know, everything can lead you to where you want to be. It's just a matter of like how, what steps you take, you know? So yes. Like, and I do think like, listen, you've got a great support system. I already know that. And like, I think that you've got the right mentality on, like you seem to me like a regimented person. Like you're gonna make a plan, you're gonna go for it, and you're gonna put everything you have into it. And like that's really how you get it done. You know, like you can't just kind of do it. Like you have to do it. You know, and right. And some people they put in some effort, but it doesn't get them very far. And I realize life can get in the way. Sure. But you know, if this is truly something what you want, you're going to find the time and you're going to make it, you know, a thing and put all that love and, you know, fun into it. So I'm excited. You're going to have me to too. Let me know, excuse me. You know, what the first conversations are, you're going to have to let me know, like, auditions or whatever. Like I'm sure. Excited to see, you know, what is to come. And yeah, anytime that we can help, you just holler at us. All right,
for sure.
All right, very cool. Well, we've got a brand new episode of Voice Coaches Radio that is going to be coming at you next week. And in the meantime, if you have any questions that you want discussed, marissa@voicecoaches.com, and we will check you out next week. Stay safe, everybody.
Visit voicecoaches.com for more voiceover news and information.